I think it looks like me. Perhaps. I would hope my skin tones look a little fuller. And I loved seeing the costumes. That's cool, isn't it? Kind of seeing all the costumes lined up. But yeah, you know, I think they've done a good job. They've worked really hard, the whole team, on this thing. It's really cracking. I mean, you'll get to go on later, won't you? Yeah, you're excited?
Yeah. Tell us what it's about.
Well, essentially, it feels like an experience. So you go in, get on the TARDIS. It feels like it's moving. And then doors open, and off you go, and you're in the heartbeat of a battle and an adventure, and there's Daleks there and weeping angels, and you're in the forest, and I mean I just quite simply I don't know how they've managed to get this much space to build all these sets, because there's these big sprawling corridors and it's really good.
It's really sort of happened in your watch, hasn't it? You've had Doctor Who Live, you've had this now, travelling to Utah. I mean, this must be amazing for your character to get all those experiences.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. It's that thing, only this job affords you such rare opportunities. Things like the proms. And I'm aware it'll only last while I'm doing Doctor Who. And then I'll forever be saying, I used to be Doctor Who. But, you know, it's a wonderful thing, and it's something that I'm here to enjoy, because it's a very rare thing, I think, to get an acting job that allows you to come to a thing like this and walk around. You know.
Have you had a chance to look around at sort of, you know, some of the exhibition there?
And yes, I have.
Is there some of, you know, suggestions that you'd make now to Stephen for what sort of monsters you'd like to see included in the future?
I would never presume to suggest to the great Stephen Moffat what he should write. It's I'm sure I'd be met with a... you concentrate on the words and getting them right, you know. No, his inventive mind can surprise me.
Now, about the new season, what can fans expect?
Well, I think we've got one of the greatest writers in sci-fi exploring something that he's been exploring in his mind for 40 years, and it's going to, you know, it's all linked back. The Doctor and River are going on a mad adventure together. I think the Doctor and Amy are going to be faced with some real harrowing and seismic choices about their relationship and who they are and why they're important to each other. Arthur Darvill on brilliant comedic form, and I hope all the same sense of romp and adventure that we've got from previous series, you know. So hopefully everything and more that was last year.